baby.
We need to get outside. Remember my song? We need to get outside. 'Cause it's healthy for your brains. Explore outside. It's healthy for your brain.
That's the most amazing song I've ever heard in my life.
I love that song.
Did you stop recording?
No, we're going to keep recording.
We need to get outside. 'Cause it's healthy for your brain. We need to go outside. 'Cause we need to explore. 'Cause it's healthy for your brain.
Once again, the most amazing song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yes, it was that. Shannon and I are recording in person.
I feel really weird recording off my phone. I was like, how do I do this again? I can't remember.
You press the record. You press record.
Press record.
We need to go outside.
So, we are on vacation. Everybody's been like, I haven't had a vacation lately. And we're like, bitch, no one has.
Right? No one has.
We're not in a hotel. We didn't fly somewhere. We drove to my grandma's house up north. So here we are.
Woo.
Hooray.
Girl weekend with Catherine.
We need to go outside. 'Cause it's healthy for your brain. We need to go outside. 'Cause it's healthy. We need to explore. 'Cause it's healthy for your brain.
So we're on Lake Michigan.
We're looking at the lake right now.
We're waiting for the sun to set. We're here to watch the sunset.
I promised Catherine a sunset. And last night, it like just started downpouring at 8 o'clock. It was just like, poof. Like, it had been sprinkling on and off, and I was like, we might get to see a sunset. But then, no, here we are. It is sunsetting now.
Yay.
In a bit. We still have some time.
We're at a little public beach, which the house right next to the little public beach is for sale, so I might go check it out. I feel like I need a lake house that's about to fall into the lake, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do in California, right? They buy houses that are about to fall into a ravine.
Yes.
Or into the ocean.
Yes.
At least this is a lake.
It is a lake. It wouldn't be ocean. There's no sharks.
Baby shark.
Oh, I was going to do the... I'm not scared of sharks. Sharks are bad. Sharks are mean. Sharks are... I don't know. I don't remember it. It was one of my...
Flora's songs.
No. It's that same woman. She does weird videos.
Yeah. Her name's Laura.
Is that what her name
is?
The
blonde. Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
I didn't know her name was Laura.
Yeah, her name's Laura.
Hmm.
She's on TikTok now.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
TikTok is stealing all of your information.
They have been having a lot of fun because she had a baby.
Aw.
And her and Steven procreated.
Yes.
And it's been locked down, so they've been real bored all up in their houses.
Yes. I'm sure. Like we all are. We're all bored, Karen.
This is a Z28 about to rev up and go around us.
Mama.
You can't hear it.
I'm sure they can.
Shh.
Ah, man, I missed it. You guys are going to love that.
Never has anyone heard that and been like, wow, I bet he's got a huge dick. No one has ever thought that. Have you ever thought that?
Nope.
Me neither. I just burped. I just burped in my mouth. That was gross.
Speaking of huge dicks, the new Ford Broncos was revealed.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I forgot how boxy and jeepy they looked.
They look very jeepy.
Because I remember the 90s Broncos, which weren't very jeepy. They were like just a big kind of boxy car that sat higher up off the ground. Kind of like a small Suburban.
So how would you explain a Jeep then?
I mean, it's not as angular as a Jeep. It was like a curvy Jeep.
Uh-huh.
But it was
a
more
voluptuous Jeep.
Yeah, voluptuous Jeep. The 90s Broncos reminded me more of like small Suburbans. But when you Google Broncos, they actually are literally Ford's ripoff to Jeeps.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
So yes, the new Ford Bronco looks like a Toyota something or other had sex with a Jeep.
Well, I was recently, as in the last few years, I don't know when, I was recently watching stuff about O.J. Simpson, and I was like, Bronco's a Jeep. It's a big, it's a Jeep-looking thing.
That's a big Jeep-looking thing.
Big Jeep-looking thing.
So.
Okay, I have a Maggie rant.
It's time for Maggie rants. It's time for Maggie rants.
I wanted to drink stupid wine coolers on the beach. And the one that I wanted specifically were Seagram's Escapes because they have Jamaican Me Happy.
Do you like pina coladas?
And that one is delicious.
Getting caught in the rain.
Right?
Jamaican Me Happy is an amazing little wine cooler.
It is an amazing little wine cooler.
You can get 10 for 10 usually.
I wandered all around Meijer's alcohol section, and the whole part where the wine coolers should be is all seltzer now. Shannon, are seltzers a wine cooler?
They're not.
They're not. I get it. They're kind of sweet, right? They're kind of easy to drink. So I get the ways in which they are similar to a wine cooler. But, like, the whole section where the wine cooler should be was all seltzer. And so I had to, like, walk all around the entire section twice just to be like, wine cooler? So I found glass wine coolers. You don't take glass wine coolers to the beach. That's just dangerous. So we ended up with Smirnoff Ice. But, like, don't get rid of wine coolers for seltzer. Wine coolers and seltzer can both exist. I can't believe that this is what I'm having a Maggie rant on.
Yes. You too can both enjoy wine coolers and seltzers at the same time.
Both of them. Both can exist together in harmony. We didn't need to get rid of wine coolers and replace it with seltzer.
Not everyone likes fucking seltzer.
Not everyone likes it.
And the people that do have been ordering club soda and vodka for years. It's not new.
Right.
It's a standard skinny girl drink. We started doing that 6 years ago.
Correct. So, did you have anything else that you wanted to add about our drive or our beach day or anything?
We're just having a good time. So thought we'd record for a few minutes here. We'll pop back in and out probably throughout the weekend.
Yeah, we're gonna do weekend updates. Man, I said something hilarious at the beach today, and I was like, I wish where we were recording. I'm a goddamn genius. But the wind was too high at the beach. And I don't remember what the hilarious thing was that I said. I showed up down, I walked down the stairs this morning, or walked up the stairs. We're sleeping in the basement because it's warm. I walked up the stairs to get ready to go to the beach, and I'm wearing my floppy beach hat and a oversized shirt and a long skirt, and Shannon just starts howling laughing at me, like, cannot stop, has never seen anything more hilarious in her life. She was like, you are the quintessential beach mom right now, like, can't stop laughing. And I look at her, and she's wearing a shift dress and a wide brim hat that, like, is where the hat isn't there, it's just the brim. And I was like, you think you're that much more fashionable than me right now? Like, what?
You also had shit in your hand, which made it even better.
I looked like a bag lady. I definitely looked like a bag lady. I'm not going to deny.
And then we both looked like the quintessential beach bitches, like taking our family to the beach with all the shit in our arms. Like we're fucking moving in. We got our chairs, we got our umbrellas. At least I brought a backpack cooler because that thing's the bomb. We got our babies. We got Catherine. Did you have fun swimming in the lake today?
Yeah. And I was screaming because it was cold.
You did. You swam for a long time, so you got really cold. You had to yank Catherine out of the beach and warm her up. I thought she was going to get hypothermia.
Yeah, she was shaking.
Real bad.
And I got to use my mermaid inflatable tube floaty finally.
You have a mermaid tail float.
Yes. So I bought it last year for last year's beach vacation. And the water last year was so cold, I couldn't get in it. Like, I couldn't even stay in it. I mean, I was out in the water for a good 20 minutes today.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, today was not nearly as cold as it was last year. I couldn't even tolerate it last year. So I didn't get to enjoy my beach floaty after spending forever blowing it up by mouth. Mm-hmm. So this year, today, I finally got to use my mermaid beach floaty.
You legit look like a mermaid in the water, too. That's because, so like, the top half of your body came through this donut hole, and then floating on top of the water was, like, your fins and legs. And I was like, Maggie looks like a goddamn mermaid floating in the lake. We'll post pictures of all this shit.
Yeah, definitely.
On our super secret page.
Gotcha. Yes.
I just realized I have 88,881 miles and 7 miles. It will be all eights. 8888888888888. I forgot my glasses again. I don't have a third pair in the car.
Where did you take the other ones off and take them in?
Yes, they were on my head. I flipped them up and walked into the house with them. They're sitting literally right next to the other pair in the house. On the desk.
Oh, I thought my second cousin, Jackie, was Nancy and Clarence's grandkid. And now I don't know. And I said something about them. And she was like, all my grandparents are dead. And so I was like, okay, now I can't figure out how she's related to me.
Well, ask your mom.
It's my dad's family. I mean, I'm sure my mom would know, but it's my dad's family.
That was the shortest ride ever. That was 4 hours, man.
It was more than that because we stopped.
Yeah.
And then we got lost.
Thanks, MDOT.
Yeah.
Thanks for the detour that didn't take us back to the road we were on.
It never... We were both looking and we never saw...
Look at his old face.
I know. Oh. I mean, he's supposed to love his child. You know that, right? So we're back. We're back from our trip. We meant to record more, but then not long after we recorded the first time, my grandma died.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, and then Shannon was trying to get us to record outside yesterday, and it was so windy. I was like, I feel like this is a bad idea. Like, it'll just be like... So I talked her out of that, and then we didn't record more. So tell us about your vacation, Shannon.
It was just really great. Nice and relaxing. Exactly what we all needed.
I did not realize until we were getting ready to come back that I wasn't even having anxiety while I was up there. And now I am. Welcome back to my life.
Maybe you should just move there and live there.
Yeah, maybe. So we did 2 days at the beach and 1 day sort of hanging out. And we went to the Mennonite store and went shopping. And your kids worked on a puzzle and just kept putting things in the wrong place where they didn't fit. And being like, I found it. Yep, kid, you did.
You sure did.
You did a great job.
Good job there, guy.
Yep. And we got to see Logan and AJ.
Yay!
That was really fun. That was good.
In a parking lot with masks, social distancing.
Woo! Social distance hangout. Social distance hangout.
We got pasties there and back.
Yep, because they are delicious. It's good that I don't live in Cadillac like they do because I would just go there every day and I would just get fat on hand pies, savory hand pies.
Be like all your calories for the day,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm saying it's good I don't live there, Shannon. Oh, today, though, they called me, and they were like, we need you there by 2:30, and it was 1:30, and it takes an hour to get there.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, listen, here's what's going on. My grandma's dryer is not drying anything, and we have to dry the sheets, and I have to make the beds, and as soon as that is done, we will be there.
Yeah.
And we got there, and they were totally sold out, so they were just waiting for me to get there to close down. That's what that was about.
Yeah.
So
bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts, they said about us.
Yeah. God bless those tourists.
God bless them.
God damn it.
So So, but overall, it was a much needed break. Like, I forgot, I didn't ever really forget that coronavirus existed, but I just wasn't obsessing about it all the time.
Yeah.
Because I was not out in public, but also not at my house. So, ultimately, good trip, despite my grandma dying.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was good that we were up there.
Yeah, actually.
She passed away, because you got to kind of process and be around her things and show us your life with her and whatnot. And you would not have been able to do that
if all of that was good.
Been home.
So. All of that was good. Like, I there was a certain part of me that was, like, worried about that, but it ended up being good, you know? So, yeah.
He got on the grill. I can't tell. Like, sausages.
It looks like kielbasa or whatever. Like, they're more fancy than just plain sausages.
Yeah. How many does he cook? And cook just one for himself?
Yep. He didn't expect you at home. Nobody else gets any food.
No one else gets any food.
Fuck all y'all. All right.
There's Millie dog. Look at how big my fucking dog's gotten.
I mean, you're the one who got a giant dog.
We didn't know she was going to be a giant dog.
Yeah. That's why you should get dogs. You shouldn't get puppies that you don't know what they are.
That's why we shouldn't adopt from the pound, because you never know what you're going to fucking get.
No, you should get an older dog from the pound.
Oh, yes.
Like, you should, so that you know what you're getting. Yes. That is the dog.
I agree.
Getting a puppy from the pound.
I tried to get an older dog, even when we thought we lost Millie. I was like, look at all these adult dogs that need homes, honey. So, I had to go Karen on their ass to get this puppy.
I'm so glad it's exactly what you wanted.
Yes, a Louisiana hunting dog. Mm-hmm. Do we hunt?
No.
Do I have a farm?
No.
Like,
do you have tons of room for it to run around?
No, my poor dog. Shit.
Anyway, dog drags your child around now.
Yes, yes.
Your kid can't walk that dog.
No, no. And we make her do it every day. And pray to God she doesn't take her for a run across the yard.
Oh, look, there's more sausages.
Exactly what I want.
Thank God. Thank God your husband cooked more food than just one.
Yeah. So. All right, y'all.
Yeah. Update. Togetherness. Hooray. Trip.
Woo.
We'll see. Up north.
See you later.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.